Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to take a look at last week's Choice Box beef trade and the finished cattle trade with Ed Serwin, USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas, for week ending September 14th. Ed?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout gained about 80 cents over last Friday and ended the week at 191.54 on Friday with slightly improved volume of 958 loads. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, including the spot trade, was at 193.71, which was $2 better than last week, and also $2 better than the spot trade that has been flat at around 191 for 2 weeks now. The total reported box beef volume was 7,700 loads, which was about 1,000 loads better than the previous week. The formula trade was up about 200 loads at 3,200 loads. The big news for the week was that the out front sales were almost 390 loads higher than last week with 1,851 loads. The out front sales are actually made up of two sections, one being the short-term bookings from 22 to 90 days, which normally make up the largest portion, and the second portion is the actual forward contracts that are in place for long periods of time. The surprise this week was the actual forward contract portion of the outfront sales. It was over 1,000 loads, and that quite often represents long-term contracts by restaurants to lock in prices for their menus along with the retailers. Normally, these forward contracts are only 100 to 300 loads each week. So jumping to 1,000 loads means that somebody really jumped into the market. Taking a look at the primal cut trade, the ribs and loins came under pressure as steak meat sales appear to be dwindling. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to $2 higher. However, the middle meats, the ribs and loins, were steady to $8 lower after showing considerable strength in the past month. The loins began to weaken first, and the ribs followed this past week. 50% trimmings ended the week a little over $4 lower. The cow cutout showed some weakness and was about $1.30 lower, influenced by the $2 drop in 90% trimmings. Now let's take a look at the finished cattle trade. It was mostly $2 to $3 higher, but with a greater disparity in prices from region to region. Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico sold cattle at 126 to 127, while Kansas traded at 127. Iowa traded cattle at 124 to 125, and Colorado traded cattle at 127 to 128, while Nebraska traded at 125 to 128. The dress trade was $3 to $5 higher at 194 to 196. Taking a look at the average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle, it was 1,274 pounds last week, which was 11 pounds higher than the previous week, and it regained 18 pounds in the last 2 weeks, and that compares to 1,264 pounds last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight was 865 pounds, which was 2 pounds lower, but that compares to 849 pounds last year and 842 pounds in 2010. Packers had 215,000 cattle contracted to them for September, which was almost exactly the same as last year. But when we get into October, they only have 213,000 head compared to 304,000 head the previous year. The nearby CME month of October closed at 127.05 on Friday, which was just about 50 cents better than last Friday. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, it was mostly steady to $2 higher on yearlings. However, once again, the stocker cattle and calves were mixed and uneven, which traded in a range from $5 lower to $5 higher. Receipts jumped considerably as the fall run has begun, especially those auctions that are close to the drought areas. The 500 to 600 pound steers were about steady at area auctions and traded mostly at 146 to 172 in the Southern Plains. The yearling trade on the 700 to 750 pound steers were at 140 to 148, and the 8 to 850 pound steers were 134 to 143 at auctions, which was just a little bit better for both of those yearling items. The Texas direct trade reported 16,000 head in a trade that was steady to $3 higher, but mostly $1 to $2 higher, with smaller total receipts, but a much better test of current FOB cattle. Prices for current FOB steers weighing 700 to 750 pounds were at 140 to 144. And there was almost 3,000 head of 800 to 850 pound FOB steers trading at 135.5 to 141. The nearby CME feeder cattle month ended the week at about 70 cents higher at 145 compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.